got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson, and good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Wednesday, and you can get involved by calling 888-77-53773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, an amazing biblical question for this week. Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? Why? Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to go and drop your kids off at a daycare center or public school or anywhere to get rid of them, a grandparent's house, because you don't love them and you'd rather go to work and get ego gratification rather than being home raising them, so you got to run and drop them off, or you're just going to work out or whatever. Take a walk, run, work out. You still can be listening to the show as it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Happy Men's History Month, by the way. And we do have a Men's History Moment coming up in the show today. Amazing. But for now, the last 2 hours of the show on Wednesdays, for those who are tuning in for the first time, is our manhood hour. But the first hour on Wednesday is Black Excellent Hour. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror fool about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
E black. What a mess. Are you starting to see at all? I know some are around the world, men and women. Are you starting to see that human nature is sick? and that human nature is in a fallen state. And in that fallen state, there are sick, wicked, evil people. Every person on the planet, until their hearts truly change. And human beings are in a fallen animal nature state, and they treat themselves and others like animals. They get a cheap thrill off of what they think are other people's pain. A sick, cheap thrill from seeing other people suffer, like animals. And they are animals because the fallen state is the animal state. There's no love in animals. And if you notice, there's no love in human beings, zero love, until they wake up. And they get a sick, wicked thrill out of hurting other people or laughing at other people. This is why I'm telling you over and over again, do what you want. You cannot trust human beings, and especially if they're angry, emotional, where the so-called crying emotion, feeling good or bad emotion, they're both the same. And all human beings are in an animal-like state of being, and they can snap and change on you just like that, just like animals do. You can have your best dog can be your so-called best friend, and at any point that dog can snap on you and bite you. Human beings are the same way. They're sick. Human nature is the devil's nature. All human beings, male and female, are the devil until they overcome, until they see it and admit, you know what, I am evil. I am wicked. I do get secret judgmental thrills from seeing other people suffer. And it is bad out there, folks. It is. In families and everywhere, friendships, whatever kind of relationships. And it's hell on earth because human beings in that fallen state are hell. They are the devil. And an unawakening human being is the devil. They will smile in your face while backstabbing you at the same time. I was talking to someone, and they were telling me that they got a call from their mother recently, and the mother was asking for money. She said she needed some money. And for the first time, they said no. And when they said no, they can't do it or not going to do it. They watched how the mother played all type of games on them to try to get him to send the money. And he had never really noticed that before. She went into all type of different stories or this and that, trying to manipulate him to send the money. But he didn't send it. And he watched himself to see if he would feel guilty for not sending it. Human nature is animal nature. That's why human beings, now, if you notice, dogs and cats and snakes and all type of animals now are human beings' favorites. And the reason they are because they are in that same nature as the animal, and they can relate to the animals because they have no love and human beings don't have love, so they pretend they love. The animals pretend, the dogs and the cats and everything pretend they love you, and you pretend to love them. And you both are using each other because you're in an animal state of being. And so now animals are being destroyed by human beings because they don't let the animals go outside. They don't let the animals' body, which God has given them different coats on their body to change those winter, spring, summer, and fall. Human beings keep the animals in the house now, and they put clothes on the animal, and the animal suffers because the animals cannot handle outdoors living. And the human beings rejoice in that because they are destroying the animals in the same way they have destroyed themselves and others. You don't know how sick human beings are. Wicked and no love at all. And then they make up, because the mind is constantly covering up for your evil, the mind make up reasons why you're doing these things. They give you a false sense of thrill and a false sense of lie as to why you treat other people the way you are. Oh, well, they deserve it. Or whatever, right? No love. I don't care what you say. There's no love in human beings. Until they what the Bible called repent and admit, you know what? I am evil. I don't have love. I am emotional. Male and female nowadays, to be honest, because the men are just like their mothers. They have the mother's nature, so they're emotional. Their mentality and emotions are that of the woman until they return to the father. All men, all, non-exception, no exception. But it's bad. It's bad. I do counseling, private counseling by phone, Skype, or walk-in anywhere in the world. And the stories I'm getting from all races, male and female, what mothers do to their children around the world, it's evil, nothing less than evil. And I know they can't help it, not the mothers, but it's the spirit that made a home in her and it passed down from generation to generation. And there are women who are waking up to this and they're seeing it and they're like, what the? You're so right, Jesse. I didn't want to see that, they say. And once they see it, they go forgive and they start to waking up. They start waking it up to love. And there are men doing the same thing, but it is this all human nature, all fallen people, all unconscious people are the devil. You're the devil until you overcome. And you can, the beauty is you can overcome. You're not stuck. Unless you want to be stuck as the devil. You're not stuck unless you want to. Every human being that wants to overcome evil, overcome being the devil, they can. And those that don't, it's because they don't want to. They love being evil. They love the sick thrills they get from judging and hating and laughing at others. They love the sickness. They love their poverty of no values at all. So they don't want, this is why, another reason, you, whether male or female, have zero. You have zero responsibility for someone else's life. You're not obligated. God didn't give you that obligation. Except if you have children. You're responsible for your little children until they become adults. And once they become adults, you're no longer responsible for them. And they don't want to hear. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want, okay. And let them suffer too. You can't change anyone. And you're not given the responsibility to change anyone. because you can't. So stop playing God. Stop deceiving yourself that you can change someone. What's wrong with you? Oh, I know. You want to be God. And you want to get that God-like feeling. And women got it bad. I know I can change him. He just haven't had the right woman yet. I can change him. Because I'm God, they think. You can't change into one lady. You only make him worse. I want to free you up this morning. You are not in any form or fashion responsible for the next human being. You are not your brother's keepers. And that's why when you do try to change someone, they destroy you. And then you blame them for destroying you, but never admit, well, if I had not gotten in their way or played God, this would not have happened to me. You blame them. I tried all I can to help you. I did everything for you. I gave you money. I cooked. I let you stay with me. I did this. And now you try to destroy me. You won't give back to me. What an ego, huh? Playing God. There's only one God and none other. There's only one. And it ain't you. So I suggest, but do what you want. You wake up and have perfect peace right here on earth. The only way you're going to survive earth, you got to wake up if you want to survive and have peace on earth, because you really can truly, truly be in the midst of all this hell that's going on around you, and it won't be happening to you or in you. But you got to wake up. You got to admit you're wrong and forgive so you can wake up. The light will wake you up. God will wake you up. Nothing else will. The intellect ain't going to do it. The intellect, if you hold on to it, will keep you asleep. It'll deceive you and make you think you know the truth. And all you have are a bunch of ideas and plans and schemes about the truth and about life. Just a whole bunch of ideas and plans and ambitions and desires and wants and needs. All you have is that. Which is time. And in time, you're never going to know the truth. You're never going to know reality. And then when you die, everything about you fade away because you lived a whole life of false illusions, ideas and plans and things about yourself. You lived in time, and when you die, everything fade away. There is no you no more. You're gone because you lived in time. You did not live in the now. You didn't live in the present where life is. So this is why human beings are destroying animals. Poor animals, huh? You don't even catch the cats outside going after the rats anymore. Because human beings have put them in the house and destroyed, spoiled them, give them human food, take them to a human doctor and give them human medicine. Human beings have no love. They are literally destroying animals and they feel so happy about it. They carry dogs and animals around like babies. And they want to make sure you see them with the baby. And they kiss the animal on the mouth. And the animal just got through using the bathroom, number two, and using his tongue, his or her tongue, to clean himself as toilet paper. And then you kiss them. Sometimes they don't even clean them. And you kiss them. human nature. Y'all don't know, and you will as you wake up, but you don't know the wickedness of human beings. It's an animal nature. It's the devil's nature. All unconscious people. And this, I promise you, I'm not just saying it. All unconscious people is the devil. There's no love in them at all. They're the devil. All unconscious people. All unconscious people are the devil. ABC 30 is reported that a Maduro's unified staff member has been placed on leave as the district and police investigation video posted on her social media. A Maduro Unified staff member has been placed on leave as the district and police investigate video posted on her social media. I want to give you, if this is true, and I'm just presenting a story, I don't know if it's true or not, but these are like apparent, if it's true, but apparent proof that human beings are evil. But every human being, unconscious male or female, is evil. You judge anyone who judge right or wrong, anyone that judge right or anyone that judge wrong is evil. You are playing God and you're the devil because you don't know the truth. The intellect cannot know the truth. Your mind cannot know the truth. You're just repeating what you think the truth is because that's what you've been taught. You've been lied to. And then that false idea of what good is, what the truth is, you're very judgmental because you're evil. You're playing God. You think you can judge right and wrong. But this so-called teacher, according to this report, posted this video on social media, and her name was Kenesha Daly, out of Fresno, ABC 30.
Educator investigated. In a now viral video, a Maduro Unified special education teacher is seen making comments about starting a, quote, black militia and encouraged others in the community to find and join her to, quote, rob some white people.
Starting today, I'm starting a black militia. So if you're black, if you want to shoot some guns, come find me. We're going to rob some white people.
Police are investigating these videos posted to Instagram by a special education teacher for the Maduro Unified School District. In one clip, Kenesha Daly of Fresno says she's starting a black militia and will rob some white people. Other videos on Daly's Instagram, captured by concerned citizens, show her with a handgun and then what appears to be a long gun. The videos were quickly met with strong online backlash and a multi-agency investigation. Fresno and Maduro Police and the Maduro Unified School District all told Action News they're aware of the videos and looking into them. In the meantime, the Lincoln Elementary School special education teacher was placed on leave and under a temporary restraining order.
Amazing, huh? This is why, and this female is supposed to be a teacher. And this is more proof that parents who send their children to school rather than homeschooling them don't love the children. They send them to crazy. And then when the kids go crazy, they want to blame the school. You the one sent them there. This type of female is a teacher. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God, including women, not God. And it's going to get worse because it's a spiritual thing. And of ourselves, we cannot do anything about it. We need help from above. But how many people going to really accept the help from above? You even cry out, oh, God, help me. Help me. I'm so lost. Help me, God. And then God try to help you. Like, you try to help yourself, God. Like, what the? Why you bothering me? Leave me alone. I'm having coffee. Punch's coffee. I tried to help you, and you resisted. You did not wait upon me, says God. Your cries were in vain. Can you imagine had this female, black female, been white and was saying that about black people? I'm going to start a militia so I can kill black people. Can you imagine that person would be locked up so fast it makes your head swim? This female Daily stated that she intended the post as entertainment. Yeah, right. What is this?
Just wanting to do something, to be in action.
Daily has appeared in our newscast several times. In July of 2024, she received free braces as a part of the Smiles for Teachers program and said this as a guest during Action News Live at 3.
I realize that I am an avenue for my students to be able to integrate into classrooms, into the community. And so I'm a reflection of them. And so I have to make sure that I'm reflecting the best parts of them.
More recently, she attended a community meeting with Fresno police back in March and demanded more accountability and transparency over the department's use of military equipment.
Even though we have these meetings, we raise some concerns, and the major ones are still not going to be addressed.
With the controversial videos now under investigation and circulating online, Daily told me in a statement that she viewed the post as entertainment and never meant to threaten, harm, or alarm anyone. Yeah. She went on to say she is genuinely heartbroken that a careless post has caused people to question her character and the trust they have placed in her. For anyone who had been impacted or made to feel uncomfortable, I am truly sorry.
Soft words, right? Just words. And the parents, if they allow her to stay in the school as a teacher, don't worry. The parents still going to send their children over there to the school. Oh, she black. Well, she appears to be black. Poor, that's slavery. She suffered slave syndrome. Go on, send your kids over there. She's syndrome. She's Jim Crow syndrome. The devil make another excuse to tell you to send your kids, and you do it because you don't love the kids. Oh, and believe me, 99.999% of human beings are unconscious. They're not aware. They don't even know they're unconscious. They call darkness light. They call their thrills pleasure and fun. They call pain pleasure. They call pain fun. Oh, I'm so depressed. I'm so suicidal. I'm so unhappy. I'm so lonely. What a great time. What a mess. The light came to destroy the darkness, and you resisted the light and accepted the darkness. It doesn't have to be that way, but okay. And I'll be right back. I can't believe half hour gone by like that. What the? Back in a moment. Check out my book, Courage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Okay, welcome back. 888-777-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. A couple of announcements. Like the videos. My producer reminds me, Jesse, he black. Tell the people to like the videos. Subscribe, ring the bell. And blah, blah, blah. Number one, no hate report today. After my show, no hate report. But the Anchor Baby is here at 11 a.m. Pacific time. The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. At 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And you don't want to miss it. And thank you all for your financial support, helping us to help others. I really appreciate you, too, because some are donating and helping without even having to ask for it. And some people say, you know, I just wasn't thinking, Jesse. I'm glad you remind me. I'm getting it all I can get, and I'm not even thinking of helping. I'm going to donate. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com or Jesse Lee Peterson. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or JOPTalk.com. Or you can call 800-411-BOND to make a donation. And thank you all. In the Bible, in the Word, in the Bible said, All, and all me, every human being on the planet. All people need to be born again. You need a brand new heart. All have sinned, meaning that you, every one of us play God until we are born again of the Father. And one thing for sure, and without a doubt, and you can know this if you look at yourself, get to know yourself. And you will see that something else has been driving you all your life and you didn't know it. You thought it was you. You thought you were making the decisions about this or that. You thought those were your emotions, the so-called good emotion and the bad emotion. Oh, I feed the hunger. I take care of the sick. I do this and I do that. And you call that good. But every human being, if you want to be of love and if you want to have perfect peace right here on earth, don't wait until you die. You're already dead, and but you call it thrills. You call it life. It says that all have fallen short of God. Every person, of course, are born of the flesh. You're born of your mama. You're born through your mama. You must be born of the Father, Otherwise, you would be in misery all of your life. Ain't no way out. You got to admit, my heart is wicked. I am angry. All human beings, I don't care what y'all say about anger. Oh, Jesus anger, the devil tell you that lie. You cannot trust an emotional person, so-called good or bad emotions. They'll change. They'll snap just like that. As soon as you don't do what they want you to do or act or be or join them in their mess, you become an enemy just like that. Because emotional people are evil, and they call it good. They call it life. I am so passionate, they say. I am so emotional, they say. And they call that good. I know what I want in life, they say. And I'm going for what I want, they say. And they call that life. They think the more they get, the better, happier they will be. And not recognizing the more they get, the more unhappy they become. They have been told more is good and less is bad. Whereas the Spirit of Truth said less is good and more is bad. But the world told you the other way around, and you fell for it. Now you're trying to get more and more and more. You know, you recognize that the more I get, the more I want. Can't get enough of your love, babe. Now. My mind made up. What a mess, huh? And another thing I noticed is that it's getting so bad, police officers are not even respected anymore. People are not afraid of the cops anymore in the right kind of way. They attack the police because they've been told over the last years to do it. The cops are racist. The cops are bad. The cops are this. The ICE people are bad. ICE people are going around collecting criminals, and evil people are trying to fight the ICE people, and they feel good. They feel like they're doing a good thing, all for the thrill of it. And they are evil. Emotions are evil. Emotions are not good. And any man or woman who cannot stand alone is evil. You need a crowd to approve you. Because you're wrong. See, I'm right because they said I'm right. They agree with me. You find someone to agree, now you think you're right. But you're still wrong. A free man or a free woman, free female, free male, don't need anyone to stand with them. The truth is with them. And what's happening in our country today, my country is gone, but it's still my country. What's happening to police officer is nothing but evil. What's happening to ICE is evil. The politicians who are trying to stop them from doing their jobs and the non-politician people who are out there protesting, pure evil. Don't trust those people. They'll turn on you if you don't agree with them about ICE is doing their job. They're collecting criminal. Anyone who is in this country, I don't care how long you've been here and how many children you have and what kind of job. If you're here illegal, you're illegal. You've broken the law. And I should come against you right off work and dump you back at home and take your children with you. You don't have to leave your kids here. Your home, your children's home is where you are. WISN 12 and Fox 6, at least one police officer was punched in the face on Sunday on the final night of the Wisconsin State Fair. This is from WISN12 and X.
We continue to follow breaking news from State Fair Park tonight. Police on scene telling 12 News that officers were assaulted tonight. One of them even punched in the face. Several fights also broke out at the fair. We've reached out to multiple law enforcement agencies responding there tonight. We'll bring you more information as we get it on our 12 News app. Tonight was the final night of the State Fair.
Riding and kicking and attacking at a fair.
Come on!
Black. The light, black and Mexicans. Remember when you could go to a fair and have so much fun? Riding on the attractions and just never thought about anything like that happening. Human beings are evil. And look at the generation. Look at that generation. You think things are going to get better? It's not. And you're deceiving yourself to think that it will. Look at that so-called teacher who was accused of going online and saying she want to start a militia, according to a report, to kill white people, rob white people, whatever she said. A teacher. You've turned the people against the police. And you're doing it because you want to control the people. You want to keep them angry and afraid. And this is what you're doing. And the people behind this, they get a thrill from this. A sick, evil, animal thrill. And they don't want it. Look at Karen Bass, the so-called mayor of L.A. We've showed you where they're out in the streets robbing stores, breaking in. Karen Bass, I'm trying to help the homeless. Doing nothing about the crime. And you ain't let her as mayor. And you wonder why. Fair official says police dealt with people trying to break in. Several people were arrested from Fox News.
And the chaos went beyond these fights. Fair officials say police were also dealing with people trying to break into the fair while large groups brawled on the grounds. Seven people arrested, one police officer even struck during this mayhem. Officials say no one suffered serious injuries. Now, the state fair says it had enhanced security and more in law enforcement on the grounds, but they wouldn't say exactly how many officers were there when this violence broke out or even how long it took for officers to respond. The state fair has a chaperone policy, so anyone under 17 was required to enter with an adult after noon. But, you know, judging by the chaos we just saw on camera, there are now serious questions about whether that policy was actually followed.
Amazing. If the police, when they do their job and the criminals get hurt, then the race hustlers come in and they want a lawsuit. And then the mothers get on camera. Oh, my baby never done anything wrong. My baby did those old mean police officers. And they read off a little piece of paper that they wrote down and you fall for it. Remember, I believe we talked about this yesterday. There was this so-called assembly member, Lashae Sharp Collins. She wants to decriminalize crime. Remember that? She black. That's from Yahoo News. This is hell on earth. And human nature is evil. there is no good at all in human nature. It's the nature of Satan. It is evil. There is a good nature of good all the time, but you gotta lay down your old nature, your ego nature. In order to have a life, you gotta give up a life. This false life of, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, I believe in love, you're lying. It's all an idea. And it never works. And it never will work. You got to lay down all of your ideas, all of your scheming, all of your plans, all of your wants, all of your needs, all of your ambitiousness, all of your everything in order to have life. You got to lay it all down. Remember, the Bible says that give it all up and follow me. That's what he's talking about. Give up your gods, your false emotions, your false self, your false thrills, your false gossiping, your false not wishing people well, and follow me, Christ said, and you shall be free. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Las Vegas and talk to Jared out of Las Vegas. Jared, you are on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I was listening to my, I was actually listening to my, one of my last calls to you about the nature of love.
About what?
And I had the live,
about what
about
now?
The nature of love.
Oh, okay.
The nature of love.
Okay.
And, I had the live show on mute in the background as I'm getting ready to bury my cat, Peter. And then I turned on the live feed, and you were talking about animal love, and I'm getting ready to go bury him right now. And it just tripped me out. Sorry. Let me see here. I got something here written down, if you could hear me.
Jared, hold on a minute. Get your thoughts together, and I'll come back to you because of time. Jared, let me know when you want to get to his point. Let me go to Earl out of Michigan. Earl, you are on the air.
Jesse, I've been hearing all the news that you have right now.
Earl, are you on the speaker or something?
Yeah, Jesse.
Hold on, Earl. No, I can't hear you, Earl. Hold on. Let me know where Earl is ready. Let me go to Florida and talk to Elamine, I believe. Elamine, you are on the air.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Jesse. How are you doing today?
All is well.
All right, all right.
Let me know where Earl is ready to go.
Let me... ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm pulling over to the side. But I don't have my speaker on. I like to say, first off, it's been a while since I talked with you. I talked with you last year. I was letting you know that I am, I just turned 50 December 3rd, 1975, I was born, okay? Like I said before, I'm not complaining about nobody. I don't have no hatred towards nobody. I see that the stuff is going on in the world that, you know, there's so much stuff is going on. You know what I mean? I don't hate the police. I think the police is doing their job. It's just the fact that you have to look at it. A lot of the criminals are trying to take over, and we cannot let that. We can't let people just do what they want to do. You see what I'm trying to say? As far as this land here in the United States, I was born in Philadelphia. My mom brought me down to Florida when I was 2 years old, me, my brothers, and my sisters. Her side is from Florida. I love my mom's side because my third great grandmom is Native American Seminole. I have a picture of her. She was born in Ocala, Florida, December 1951. Okay? And I got cousins and stuff down here, this and that, and her husband was the
first. What do you want to, what's your point, Alamy?
But what my point is that the way how this world going is, the president is going to have to make a real decision what he's going to have to do, because it's so many. What is that during hunting seasons? What do they do during hunting seasons when there's too many deer outside? If it's only supposed to be 5 million deer, and it's more than that, if it's 6-7 million deer, what do? They do hunting season. They had to get rid of a lot of the extra deer and stuff like that because it's too much. It's too much problems. So my thing is, I have no hatred towards nobody. I don't want to see no. But the thing is that people just trying to take over and trying to do what they want to do, and like I said, it seems like the wrong people coming in office and just doing what the hell they want to do. All right.
Yeah, they're doing it because the people are blind and they keep voting for these people, and blind people are the devil, so they vote in the devils.
Yep, and my thing is. Real quick is that I never had hatred towards white people. Never did.
Right on.
I had a stepfather that, like I said before, he was born back in the '50s and whatever he went through. But me as a child, being around that negativeness, I don't fight white people. If I talk to you, I'll talk with you. You know, it's nothing.
Yeah. But have you forgiven your mother?
I've been forgave my mother.
You told her?
I have no hate. I haven't told her, but she know that. I mean,
why haven't you told her? How did you forgive her and you didn't tell her?
Because she knows.
But how does she know if you didn't go?
I'm not mad.
How does she know if you didn't go to her and forgive her?
Because she knows me. She knows me. She knows.
She know that. God said to go to her and forgive her.
Yeah. But see,
why have you done that?
I haven't did that yet.
Why not?
And I probably would do it.
Why you haven't done it?
Because I kind of figured she knew. And I always told my mom that I'm not mad at her. You know what I mean? It's just she was trying to raise a bunch of kids and wrong people come in people's lives. You know, as a child, not like I said before, I never had no father. My father been gone. My father been out my life since I was about 8 years old. Okay? So I never had no father. And even when I was younger than that, my mom was messing with somebody else on the side. But like I said, you know,
LMA,
being around that
LMA, because of time, why haven't you, God said to go to your mother, not assume that you know, but for you to go to her, forgive her. Why have you done that?
I haven't.
Why not?
I wasn't thinking about that, you know.
Why not?
I wasn't.
Hold on. Can you hold for me? Hold on for me. Let me take a quick break. This hour gone by. Now, 2 more hours ago, Anchor Baby with the hate report, and I'll be right back. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Excellent first hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. A little bit of hate news, not the fake news, read by Nick. The anchor baby, little update on the primaries. Tuesday's primaries across Florida, Alaska, Wyoming, and a California special election produced several decisive winners while underscoring an ongoing tug of war inside the Democratic Party between its progressive left wing and more moderate establishment figures. In Florida, Republican Congressman Byron Donald secured the GOP nomination for governor with roughly 48% of the vote, setting up a November contest against Democrat David Jolly. Jolly, a former Republican congressman, dominated the Democratic primary with 61%. For the U.S. Senate seat, incumbent Republican Ashley Moody easily won her party's nomination. On the Democratic side, progressive state representative Angie Nixon, a Democratic Socialists of America member and self-described Democratic socialist, scored a high-profile upset. She defeated the better-funded, more establishment-oriented Alex Vindman. Remember this guy, all roly-poly, but in the military garb, the key witness in President Trump's first impeachment. He was defeated by a solid 56-44% margin. Nixon's victory marks another clear win for the progressive left this primary season and demonstrates the strength of grassroots organizing, as it's being reported, even in a state that has been trending Republican. She will now face Moody in the fall in a separate House race. Challenger Ryan Elijah ousted and battled incumbent Republican Corey Mills. In Alaska's unique top four primaries, Democrat Mary Peltola, a more moderate figure, led the U.S. Senate field with about 48% ahead of incumbent Republican Senator Dan Sullivan. Both advanced to the general election along with two others in the open race for governor, Democrats Jonathan Tomkins and Tom Begich finished first and second and will move forward alongside two Republicans. Incumbent Republican Representative Begich also advanced comfortably. Wyoming Republicans nominated State Senator Eric Barlow for governor, defeating the Trump-endorsed candidate, while Representative Harriet Hageman won the Senate primary for Secretary of State. Chuck Gray captured the House nomination, finally in California's 14th District special runoff to replace former Representative Eric Swalwell. Progressive Democrat Aisha Wahab held a narrow early lead over fellow Democrat Melissa Hernandez. The progressive, so a little wins, you know, got a little progressive wins, solid Republican stuff, you know. The primaries, all that. Tariff saga, real quick. Canada received a last-minute three-day reprieve from a new round of punishing U.S. tariffs late Tuesday night, just hours before the duties were set to take effect at midnight. President Donald Trump announced he was pausing the planned 50% tariffs on roughly $20 billion worth of Canadian goods. In a true social post, Trump declared the United States and Canada, subject to the finalization of documents, have a deal. He also hinted the agreement could help revive the long-stalled Keystone oil pipeline. Tariffs would have hit a range of Canadian products, from hockey sticks, wine, cement, dairy, milk in Canada, you know. They go hard from hockey sticks, all that dispute. This escalating, already tense dispute between the two close allies and neighbors. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney struck a more cautious note. In a statement, Carney said substantial progress has been made, but emphasized that important work still remains. He confirmed the United States had agreed to postpone the 50% tariffs until the end of day on August 21st while negotiations continue. What do you got to negotiate, Mark Carney? Canada forgot who they really are. They may have spats with brothers, but you come from Rome. You come from Europe. You're not Chinese, and now you got problems. Stop with the suicidal isolation because you don't like Trump. Happy Women's History Month. The White House ballroom is racing ahead at an extraordinary pace. Trump knows how to build things despite an ongoing legal battle that could still halt the project. This week alone, the crew plans to install 1 million pounds of rebar and pour 3,000 cubic yards of concrete, according to a White House court filing. And the headlines say they're raising at breakneck speed, including the second hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racers with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning, and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? My biblical question. What amazing biblical question. Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? And Grandpa, the world going crazy. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you got to run around, you got to go work out or whatever, you can still listen live no matter where you are and what you're doing anywhere in the world. By calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me, and we're going to get you a super chat. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's the second hour of the show already on Wednesday. What the? And every second and third hour on Wednesday is bringing back that order of God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman, woman over children, is man. Hood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Amazing. Beta. Beta male. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
The Lindsay Clancy trial is going to be one of the most significant trials of your lifetime.
The Duxbury mother's triple murder trial will resume on Monday.
Many of us see ourselves in Lindsay.
I am completely overwhelmed trying to take care of the kids. I'm drowning every day. I feel guilty that I'm spending my family's money and feel like I spend way too much. She wrote that, right?
Get your baby.
It is way too much crying. It's incredibly stressful. She wrote that, right? One occasion, it's like I'm desperate to get a mental break from taking care of everyone. I desperately want to go back to work.
Many of us see ourselves in Lindsay.
Oh, God. Get your babies,
check
man.
On the kids.
Can you imagine men making babies with crazy women? Crazy females. And this female is telling you there are a lot of Lindsays out there. You better hurry back home and get your children. What the? Amazing. So for those who don't know, this Lindsay female was accused of strangling three children, her children and man children, and using the so Lindsey Clancy strangled three children using resistance band at her home in Massachusetts. That's according to CNN. And that female said there are a lot of them out there. There are a lot of them are Lindsey. I believe it. Just because she said it, I believe it. The world gone crazy, and anyone who has anger can do that. What this female has been accused of doing. All angry people are mentally ill. They're mentally, psychologically, and emotionally ill. Oh, that's what anger is, crazy people. Anger is a mental illness that cannot be solved with medication. And I'm not even giving you medical advice. I'm telling you, you cannot resolve spiritual mental illness with physical things. You can't get rid of the darkness with medication. You only cover it up and get crazier. What the? You've been taught wrong. You've been told wrong. And now you're suffering. Well, the expert told me I can take medication to get rid of this darkness in my mind. And you believed it. I'm doing a quote thing. Let me go quickly back to Florida and talk to LME.
Yes, Mr. Jesse.
Why haven't you gone to your mother and forgiven her for what she's done to you?
Well, because I look at it, my mom really didn't do anything personally to me. It was just, you know.
You said that you had forgiven her, but you didn't go to her. If she didn't do anything, what you forgiven her for then?
She raised us right, all right?
No, and she didn't. There's no such thing as a mother raising children right.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm trying to say. She raised us right, all right? But the person that she was with, she didn't probably knew about too much. You see what I'm trying to say?
No.
And my thing is that he wasn't no type of good man like that.
And your mother wasn't a good woman. That's why she didn't have a good man. The devil loved the devil. Why have you gone to your mother? Why are you making up excuses?
I'm not. I told my mom that before that I wasn't mad at her. I told her that years ago.
Telling her that you wasn't mad at her, not forgiving her, but forgiving her for what she's done to you, realizing she can help it, is forgiveness.
Well, I look at it that I have no hatred towards my mom.
But you have. That's why you're afraid to face her.
No. If I tell my mom that I'm not mad at her, I know myself. I don't have no hatred towards her. I appreciate everything she did. You see what I'm trying to say? I've been driving truck 13 years.
Where's your father?
My father has been incarcerated since I was about 8 years old. So he's doing double life.
That's
and
amazing.
He gets out next year.
What?
He gets out next year. So
he gets out next year, you say?
Sometime next year he's supposed to be getting out.
I thought you were doing double life.
Yeah, well, he did like 40-something years.
What is double life? What does that mean?
It's like you got to do like 20 years off of, you got to do like 20 years off of one body. So if he got two bodies, that's like 40 years.
Oh, I thought double life meant you stay there forever. Have you ever gone to visit with him?
Years ago, I seen him years ago. And I don't talk to him because I don't have no hatred to him, but just like he broke my mom's ribs. You don't go around beating up no women.
Why not?
You know, because my mom didn't do nothing to him. Why would you break somebody's ribs?
You think he fought with your mother just because he had nothing else to do? Your mother didn't do anything wrong, but he fought her.
I guess. I don't know what's going on there. But all right. I have no...
Not that men and women should fight. I'm not recommending that at all. But your father didn't just one day like, oh, let me just be here. I ain't got nothing else to do. It was on both sides. Yeah. Both parties were guilty of something.
I don't know. But all I know is that
Does that make sense?
I know myself, I guess. But what I'm trying to say is that I like to speak for me. And growing up, I always had people try to tell me this and try to tell me that. I could walk on my own 2 feet. You see what I'm trying to say? I don't have no friends. I never really had friends like that. When I was growing up in Philly,
you have kids?
It was the people out there. This is what I'm trying to say. It was the people out there on the corners who were trying to choose me. Because they kind of figured, because they knew stuff, I can't get this and that. I can't do that for nobody.
Do you have children?
I mean, one day, I never had no kids. God is good. I never had no child before with no woman. I wasn't getting women abortions. I'm not even having sex like that. I don't even have no HIV, no AIDS.
So you didn't want any children?
I didn't want none.
Oh, okay. Right on.
You see what I'm trying to say?
I do. Let me tell you, I got to run because of time, but forgive your mama, man.
Yeah. I do forgive her. And,
but you got to tell her.
Yeah. When I talk to her, I let her know that.
Don't be afraid of her. Are you afraid of your mama?
No, I told her that before.
All right.
So I know because I walked in my own shoes.
Right on.
You see what I'm saying? I always been walking in other people's shoes because being around that type of stuff, this and that.
I know, but there's no such thing as walking in someone else's shoes. You can't walk in. Those are just words. That's not true.
Well, when you're around people like that and you don't know no better.
Right.
And people try and this and that. And I thank God because I'm 50 years old and it's a whole lot of great things about me. I'm thankful and grateful for it.
Well, you stay with it. And call me again. Yes. I got to run.
All right, y'all be good. Thank y'all.
All right,
God
buddy.
Bless.
You too. Let me go to Jared out of Vegas. I'm told he's ready now. Hey, Jared.
Yeah, sorry about that, Jesse.
So your dog died?
No, my cat.
Oh, your cat died. And you buried the cat?
No, I'm on my way to go bury him now.
Are you burying him in the backyard?
No, here in the desert in the hills over here.
Oh, okay.
And I was going to listen to the show while I went and did it, and then you just happened to be talking about it. And I was tripping because you happened to be talking about it right now. That, like, he's been with me for 15 years, and I was like, man, I can never lose him. I can never lose him. I don't know what I'm going to do without him. I love him so much. I mean, but when he died, I felt nothing. And then I was like, he did. And I just appreciated that. I was like, I was always wondering what this day would be like.
Yeah.
And, but I don't feel nothing about it.
Right,
you know
on.
I mean?
It's just and a just cat. Like,
yeah.
It's just a dog. What the?
Yeah, that's all my comment was.
All right, man. Well,
that's appreciated.
May your cat soul rest in peace.
Thank you, Jesse.
Well, you stay with it, all right?
All right, buddy. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye now.
Bye, buddy.
888-775-3773. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Couple of super chats here. We do appreciate it. Thank you, Keith, for your coffee. It says, after 4 years of being married, my wife has finally went and forgave her mother. Hallelujah, miracles do happen.
That's right. Amazing. Right on. Thank you.
CB says, Jesse can do Hake's show too, LOL.
That's amazing. Thank you. But no.
Half Black Tony says, donating through YouTube. Shout out, He Black.
He Black. Shout out. Thank you.
CB says, Hake is with his Mexican girlfriend, LOL.
Ask! No, he got beta back. But he's doing better, 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 better. He'll be back soon. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you.
Thank you, Allison, with the super chat. Hi, Jesse. I wanted to tell you how Brandy is after the hurricane. Her town is rubble. She doesn't have internet, but she's okay. Also wishing Hake well.
Right on. Thank you. I'm glad all is well. It's amazing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lin Yen. What's up, Lin Yen Chin, with your super chat says, Do you use the flap? Do you pronounce voted as voted? If so, yo massa be prince of the air and lovend of my... I don't know how to read this, Lin Yen Chin. You serve sin, a.k.a. insecurity. Maybe he's talking about me right now. Forgive mama. I understood that one. Use your nose to breathe.
Why is he writing like that?
Yeah, if I could understand what he was saying, I know he's just probably trying to talk like somebody. He says, sorry, JLP, Google. He's trying to say Google there. Censored the original statement. I typed it blat to evade the algorithm abusing my black and slow freedom of expression. He's talking black, I think.
Amazing. I'm sorry I didn't understand any of that at all. But thank you. Make it clear. I appreciate it. Thank you.
He says, breathe by mouth is sin by heart. Fogi the mouth.
Is that the same one?
It's Lin Yen Chin.
The same super chat?
Another one.
Oh, okay.
Jim in Alaska with
I appreciate it.
Jim with a very generous super chat says, man's history month moment. When Mr. Jesse Lee Peterson started Bond about 4 decades ago and Mr. Peterson and Bond continue to be a spiritual light, guiding us back to the truth in this dark world, a true man's history moment.
Amazing. Thank you. Wow. Man, here's a moment. Thank you. And stay with it. Thank you very much. Amazing.
Lin Yen Chin says, Lord Goodhair, did you get kidnapped by Au Akbar again?
I wouldn't be surprised. What the?
Who will ready mess now? Are you and the queen out fighting space aliens?
Amazing. Thank you.
Half Black Tony with a super chat says, Jesse, I asked my baby mama yesterday what she thought about that Lindsay stuff, and she believed Lindsay was crazy, but believes in postpartum depression.
Amazing. Of course, these women, they all got it. I don't know. I better watch your children, man. What? No, it wasn't like that in the good old days. I'm glad my son, mother, didn't have that in the good old days. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. What the? I appreciate your support, folks. Thank you. And don't forget to like the videos, by the way. August is Men's History Month. And I have, and then I get to your calls here, but I have an amazing hero, Men's History Month moment for you. Get ready. Call everybody to the show, to the phone. I have an amazing history moment. Men's history moment for you. They don't make them like this anymore. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. And when this man was in charge of Los Angeles was amazing. My men history moment for you is from the New York Times. Daryl Gates. Y'all remember Daryl Gates? I want to remind you of Daryl Gates and introduce to those who may not be aware of Chief Gates. Daryl Gates, Chief Daryl Gates, was a controversial Los Angeles police chief whose career helped shape modern American policing. Gates served as the chief of the Los Angeles Police Department from 1978 to 1992. This is from Excel by way of YouTube.
Daryl Francis Gates was born in Glendale, California in the summer of 1926. Growing up, his father was an alcoholic who had repeated run-ins with the police until finally going cold turkey in 1935. In 1942, Gates was briefly brought into juvenile detention after assaulting an officer over a traffic ticket, but was released when he agreed to apologize. After high school, he signed up for the Navy and served 2 years in the Pacific. He attended the University of Southern California thanks to the GI Bill, but from there was lost as to what to do next. He settled on law school, but plans changed again when he met his wife and soon found himself a husband, a soon-to-be father, and in desperate need of money. When a friend told him about the police academy's 3-week training course and promise of a $290 a month salary, he decided he could enroll, pay off his debts, and finish college through night school. By September 1949, Daryl Gates was a member of the LAPD, serving as a traffic cop, but still intending to go to night school. That was when he was given a job as William Parker's driver. Gates's 15 months driving Parker became, in his own words, a tutorial for how to be chief.
Amazing. He helped create the first SWAT. Gates was a talented, hard worker, and well-liked among other officers.
After his time with Parker, Gates moved on to the juvenile division, then to Vice. Gates was talented, a hard worker, and well-liked among the other officers. He moved up the ranks, getting promoted to sergeant, then lieutenant in 1959, a promotion which would put him back working with Parker, this time as his adjunct, one of his right-hand men. By the time of the Watts riots in 1965, he was an inspector. Gates was a field commander during the riots and had given a controversial order to pull back after the police had finally contained everyone in houses. When the people saw the police retreating, the rioting began again in earnest. Gates himself was following orders from Roger Murdoch, the deputy chief. Afterwards, Gates would mostly put the responsibility for the riots on the participants. "Say all you want about social causes. I don't believe they accounted for what occurred. Face it, people gorged themselves with a heady diet of unrestrained conduct, stealing, burning, rock and bottle throwing, destroying and flouting the authority of government." In the years following the riots, Gates saw the relationship between the police and the public become even more strained than it already was.
Amazing. If ever we needed Chief Daryl Gates, we need him now. Fast and in a hurry. Because Los Angeles is falling to pieces. He created the first SWAT unit back in 1966 and 67.
He felt the police were becoming a hated minority. We were pigs. We were universally despised. He was angry that his friend and mentor Parker was taking what he thought was an unfair amount of the blame. And when Parker died, Gates saw himself as the one to take up Parker's legacy and continue his work. Gates continued the us versus them mentality established by Parker. In 1966, while still a lieutenant, Gates moved to answer the calls for revolution and escalating threats of violence by further militarizing the police. He organized the Metro Division into squads and platoons, each headed by a lieutenant. Then he recruited expert marksmen and developed them into their own platoon. These elite officers would form a special unit to deal with snipers or standoffs. They were the Special Weapons Attack Teams, SWAT. By the time SWAT was first deployed in 1969, Gates had been promoted to assistant chief, one step away from chief of police.
Amazing, huh? Remember when Los Angeles was beautiful? Crime not out of control, and Daryl Gates was the police chief. A white man. What the? today, Gates is seen as a symbol of the bad old days. But I call them the good old days.
Despite his crime-fighting innovations and earning the respect and admiration of his officers, Gates's tenure as chief of police is mostly remembered for controversy. His aggressive style of enforcement and adversarial nature of his department led to repeated clashes with civil rights groups and the black community.
Aggressive doesn't mean the use of force. Aggressive means that we move into crime situations and deal with it. We have officers out there doing the job, attempting to make good judgment based on the information they have, protecting themselves and protecting the people of the city of Los Angeles, that we are going to hell for.
He was a direct, no-nonsense straight shooter who had tough but easy answers to complex questions. He and his force were on one side, and the cop-hating liberals in the media and on the city council were on the other. Ultimately, his unwavering support of his officers' arrogant and aggressive policing tactics would lock him and the LAPD in a bitter conflict against the black community of Los Angeles.
We are fighting an institutional systemic problem that has been allowed to permeate since we were brought to these shores.
And over this conflict, the shadow of Gates still hangs. Today, Daryl Gates is seen as an emblem of the bad old days, of a militaristic police force who viewed the public as a threat. He has become seen, as one columnist wrote, as the last emperor of the LAPD. And yet many of Gates' policies of expansion seem to have been embraced.
Amazing. Thank you, Chief Daryl Gates. I believe he aspired, I'm not sure, but if so, may his soul rest in peace. If not, wherever he is, right on. I remember when the so-called black organization started to go after him, we went downtown to one of those meetings that they were having, and we testified in support of Officer Gates. These are the Fosters and others. We all went down to downtown L.A. and supported the chief. So he died back in 2010 at age 83. Long life. May his soul rest in peace. That's according to Wikipedia, he aspired. And I have to honestly tell you, Los Angeles has been going downhill real fast ever since. And it's interesting to me, very interesting, that the black leadership get rid of all the white people who make things better, and they put in black people that make it worse. And white people fall for it. This city have gotten worse now, not better. It's a ghetto. You put black people in charge of Los Angeles, look what you have. A ghetto. But may his soul rest in peace. He did an amazing job back then. Man History Month. A person to remember, Chief Daryl Gates. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. Let me take a quick break, and I'll be back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Couple announcement. The women's forum tomorrow night. It is Thursday night. The third Thursday of the month. Already. What the? At 7 p.m. And the ladies are truly, truly working on their spiritual life. I've never seen anything like this before. And so every Thursday night for ladies only, and the first Thursday night for men only. So I'll see you tomorrow night, ladies, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Also, check out our merch we have, and we are celebrating. Though my country's gone, we're still celebrating 250 years of America. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Grab it. A silver coin. Beautiful. And a major investment. Isn't that nice? 250 years of America. Amazing. So check it out. Also, while you're doing that, you can check out the books. Oh, my coffee. Punchy coffee is good. Good. The books. My books are amazing. Everything amazing. Everything ain't amazing, Jesse. Yes, it is. And then mugs and t-shirts and just everything. All right. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. And every dime goes right back into doing the work. So not only are you getting something, you're also giving back. So thank you, all right? jesseleepeterson.shop or 800-411-2663. Amazing. Let me go to Jacob, a first-time caller out of New Mexico. Jacob, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Peterson. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Come closer to your phone, Jacob.
Oh, okay. 1 second.
Are you on a speaker or something?
Okay. Hear me better?
Yeah. Are you on a Bluetooth?
Yeah, yeah, my mistake. I was waiting for you
to get
on there.
Go ahead. I can hear you now.
Perfect. Hey, so quick question. I just wanted to know, how does a person know when you've actually forgiven someone? You know, say you go to your mom, hey, mom, I forgive you. How do you know the job's actually done on a spiritual level?
Well, when you see for yourself that you do have this resentment, this anger toward her, she does irritate you. You wish you would kind of go away, but she won't.
All right.
And when you see that for yourself and you realize, you know what? Yes, she's out of control, but I'm wrong for resenting it. I can't help myself. I do resent her. And it will allow you to see that she cannot help herself and could not help herself. Her mother did it to her. And then when you truly see that for yourself, you go to her and say, you know what, mother? I have been resenting you all my life. And I realize now that you can help yourself. And I'm wrong for resenting you. I'm sorry for resenting you. And don't ask for forgiveness. Don't react at all to her reaction. And God will forgive you. And you will walk away a free person, a free man.
Okay.
You will
okay.
know.
Thanks for the tip.
And then forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. Your father loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with the hell in your mother, because every man married their mothers, every man on the planet, they marry their mothers, and then the cycle starts all over again. And until you forgive your mother, you will always marry, be attracted to your mama, the spirit of your mother.
All right.
Are you married?
No, I was divorced a long time ago.
You married your mama, see?
Yeah, they got along pretty well.
That's why, two devils.
Hey, can I ask one more quick question?
Yes.
Hey, some advice. I got a nephew. His dad isn't in his life, and, you know, I'm trying to step up a little bit and just kind of be there a little more for him, but I'm torn between raising him the old school way that I was raised and, you know, trying to adopt some of this new age empathy stuff. I was just trying to get what's a good route to help him. He's only six, so he's got a long way to go.
Oh, okay. When you say new age empathy stuff, what do you mean?
Well, you know, people want to, like, cater to their feelings and not give them trauma. But I look back at some of the ass whoopings I've gotten when I was a kid, and, you know, I needed some of those.
Well, here's what I recommend. Go and forgive your mother so you can overcome that anger nature, and God will give you, he will take the Satan nature evil away from you, and he will give you his nature. And in all that you do, you will see clearly how to do it, and you will do it with perfect love. Because human beings are not capable of raising children. We need the Spirit of God to guide us. And so that we can guide the children in the right way to go.
Gotcha.
Have you
gotcha? Gotcha.
Yeah. So if you raise him the way you were raised, all you're doing is making the same mistake and raising him in darkness, because your mother and your father didn't know how to raise you. They went by what they were told. And everyone been lied to as to how to raise children. And so no one really knows how to do it. That's why you have to return to the Father, God, and allow him to work through you in all things that you do.
All right. All right. I love it. Thank you, Jesse. You're the man.
Have you forgiven your father?
I have. I like to think I have. I mean, I don't have any resentment towards him. I look back and, you know, he was learning as a young man, just like I'm learning as a young man now, too.
And yeah.
We all do the best we can. We've been weightlifting a lot lately together. I've actually been going to church with him a lot lately.
Oh, good.
So, you know, new things.
Okay,
trying to find my faith again.
Well, once you forgive your mother, and again, whatever, if she cried, just know she's lying when she's crying. And if you get mad or blame your father, just forgive her. Don't react. And go. You will. You don't need to. What does it mean, find your faith?
You know, I just look at my life and I realize how much I do love my sin. Yeah. You know, drinking, partying, lust, pride, anger. Yeah. I'm a mess, Jesse. I'm a mess, but I want to clean it up.
Well, that will change because of yourself. You can't clean it up. But when you forgive, the Spirit of Truth will take over, will change your heart, and all those things that you've been doing will fall away. There's nothing you can do about it but be aware of it.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm getting there.
And do the have you tried the silent prayer yet?
I just discovered it a few days ago, so I need to make the effort starting tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, be still and know God, and all things will be added unto you. You'll be fine.
All right. All right.
I wish you well, Jacob.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a great day, and God bless you and all your listeners.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Amazing. It's rebuildingtheman.com/silentprayer. rebuildingtheman.com/silentprayer. Let me go to Hawaii and talk to Brandy. Brandy, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy.
I just drove an hour towards Kona so I could call you.
You drove an hour where?
Towards Kona so that I could call you.
Okay.
We have no service out by us, no power, no internet.
Did the tornado thing, hit your area?
Yes, it's really bad, Jesse.
Are you
crying? Oahu is about 20 minutes away.
Destroyed. Are you crying?
No.
Oh, but you're happy about it because you were happy that one was coming, right?
No, I'm not really happy.
But you said you was excited about it. Remember you called?
I said I was excited.
Remember you called last week and you said a hurricane coming to Hawaii, to this island, and I'm so happy about it. I'm excited. Remember you said you were excited for a hurricane?
Yeah, I was crazy.
Why did you think you were excited that a hurricane was coming?
It's nice weather, but I wasn't expecting it to be so bad.
But what did you think? A hurricane will be nice?
Oh. Oh, man.
You crossed my mind this week because I remember you had called the show a couple of times, and you kept mentioning that the hurricane was coming to the island there. And you were real excited. You couldn't wait.
I was more nervous.
But do you see how silly that
so
was
nervous.
That you were excited?
It's exciting. Yeah.
And so what happened?
Na'alehu is destroyed. And
what?
It wipes out the entire Na'alehu.
Uh-huh.
Like 15, 20 minutes away from me. It's destroyed. It took up cemeteries and wiped out houses, and it is right next door to my son's school. It's something I drive to every day for years. It's gone.
The school is gone?
The school's there, but everything right next to the school is gone.
I thought you were homeschooling.
I am, but it's just weird that the school that my son was going to for three years is now gone. Months after I pull him out of school.
Is your house still standing?
Yes, but I lost 9 trees. That was more like a hurricane, too. That was not a hurricane one. That was very bad.
And so you had 9 trees in your yard?
Yes, I just had 9 trees fall down in my yard.
Oh, okay. Amazing. And where is your husband and son?
They're at home right now. I just drove out here to get gas. There's no gas out by us. You have to drive an hour to get gas. There's nothing out by us. And another storm's coming this weekend. Another hurricane is supposed to be hitting us. That's really bad, Jesse. That's really, really bad. I don't know if you guys saw any of the footages of this.
I haven't seen anything yet that I'm aware of. But, I'm glad that at least you and your family are not physically hurt by it.
Yeah.
But well, at least, I mean, I was surprised how excited you were that one was coming.
Well, when I say excited, I don't really mean like I'm happy about it.
It's you were laughing.
I'm always laughing at you because you're a goofball.
But you were like, excited, a hurricane coming up. I'm so excited.
Yeah, the change. It's exciting for change and what's coming and the excitement of not knowing what was the aftermath. I don't know. It's just like a little exciting of the not knowing of what's about to happen. If that makes sense.
CNN is reporting that, CNN headline, at least one dead, tens of thousands without power, and over 100 homes damaged in wake of hurricane in Hawaii. Hurricane Lala in Hawaii. Well, be careful there. You said another one is coming?
Yeah, another one's supposed to be hitting this weekend. Come in the same direction. It's pretty much hitting us head on. Like we're right next to Nalehu, and they got hit head on. I hit South Point, and I'm 15 minutes away from South Point.
Oh, okay. Well, be careful, Brandy, and stay in the basement, I guess.
I have a basement, Jesse.
What do they tell you guys to do about during the hurricane season? What do they recommend?
I guess you could leave and go to the Kona side and just leave your house. You strap everything down, tie everything down, get plenty of water, food, and gas. Try to get a generator. We're lucky we have a generator, so we have power.
Okay.
We just don't have any internet, and we don't have, like, the whole power's out in the area, so it has cut us off from phone service and internet service. But we have power as long as we have gas.
Oh, okay.
We're lucky. We're lucky we're on a generator and we live very humble lives.
Amazing. Well, I wish you guys well and be safe, all right?
Thank you. I'll try calling you back.
Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Love you guys. Pray for us because a bad one's still coming.
All right. I really wish you well.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Super chats here. Kevin with a Cash App. Thank you. A generous Cash App says tithing.
Thank you, Kevin. Amazing. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Tom says, good morning, Jesse. I've been thinking about it. I miss when we had a powerful, so-called corrupt police, don't you?
Derek Gates was amazing. They always try to get rid of the good ones, especially white men who make America great again. Right on. Thank you.
Pat Yellow Bear says, JLP show should be a radio station in the Grand Theft Auto 6 game.
Amazing. Thank you. And thank you for your support.
Francisco with a super chat, Hake's back got folded by a torta.
What?
I think.
What?
They're saying Hake's back got folded by a torta. I think a torta is a large woman.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Or a sandwich.
But he's fine. And in spite of not being here physically, he's up working right now. Every day he's working on the show, he's on it. But thank you all. Amazing.
Eric says your values aren't your ideals. They are what's driving your behavior.
Yeah. Your values are bad. Your values are no values. When you disappear, then you and everyone, whoever does this, will live the real values, and you don't know what they are until you live them. They are not anything that you think or that you've been taught. We've all been taught wrong by society, by family members, mamas and daddies in some cases. We've all been taught wrong. every man, every woman on the planet. Amazing, huh? Thank you.
CB with a super chat says, repent Hawaii or risk destruction.
Hawaii?
Repent Hawaiian or risk destruction. So CB wrote.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it.
And thanks. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I want to get to this this thing with that female Lindsay Clancy, but I'm going to have to wait until we come back from the top of this hour news break, because the reaction to Lindsay Chesley, Clancy, Lindsay Clancy revealed to the world that hell, the gates of hell, truly comes through the woman until she repent and return to the Father. I have been saying for a long time now, you must forgive your mama. And it's not her nature. It's the devil's nature that made a home in her. Thank you, Eve. Eve is a mess. And the devil is revealing himself through the female's body. And this Lindsay thing is mind-blowing. I don't think they meant to let you see all this. I think these women don't these females don't realize what they're doing, because the devil is crazy anyway, and the devil has no common sense at all. And the devil doesn't know he's the devil. Have you noticed that when we are all in a state of fallen state, we don't know that we're the devil? What the? And you say, well, you're the devil. You get cursed out. The devil doesn't know that he's the devil. Human beings don't know that they're the devil. And I promise you, not because I said, I'm telling you because it's true. Every human being, male or female, with anger, is the devil. You are the devil, and there's no good in you at all. I got to take a break. When I come back, I'm going to give you that and your phone calls and super chat. The American Anchor Baby is coming with the hate news, not the fake news, but the hate news. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. I'll be back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.
That's another hour down of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, third hour, Manhood Hour. The second hour of Manhood Hour is coming right up. A little quick news. What's going on in the world? A little bit of fake news, not the fake news with the anchor baby. The House Ethics Committee has opened a formal investigation into Democratic Representative Jimmy Gomez of California over allegations of sexual misconduct. Nobody's safe. In a statement released Monday, the bipartisan panel said it's reviewing claims that Gomez may have engaged in sexual misconduct, including inappropriate sexual contact with a House staffer and possible violation of the House Code of Official Conduct. Committee stressed that the mere fact of the inquiry doesn't mean any violations have been found. But Gomez, who represents parts of Los Angeles and chairs the Congressional Dads Caucus, acknowledged making personal mistakes outside of my marriage. In a statement, he said his actions were consensual in nature and haven't violated the law or House ethics rules. But did he consider the power imbalance? He added that he takes full responsibility for the impact on his family and has sought professional help and will fully cooperate with the investigation. And in other women in politics, other women as a wrecking ball in politics, maybe, President Trump is expected to nominate Dr. Heidi Overton as the next commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. Overton currently serves as deputy director of the White House Domestic Policy Council, where she played a central role in the administration's health agenda. A physician with a training in general surgery and a PhD in clinical investigation from Johns Hopkins, she previously worked at the America First Policy Institute. Pretty interesting credentials. The nomination comes roughly 3 months after the resignation of former FDA Commissioner Marty McCurry. It confirmed by the Senate, Overton would lead an agency that has faced significant staff turnover and pressure over its direction on vaccines, food policy, and drug regulation. Overton is a strong opponent of abortion rights and has described the overturning of Roe v. Wade as a huge victory for life, called for tighter controls on abortion pills, and is a supporter of Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Make America Healthy Again agenda. So, I mean, ladies, he appoints the ladies, Mr. Trump, but, you know, sometimes they're also really just super loyal, but, you know, it's one of those things. And Men's History Month. But in terms, in other news of lack of governance, food recalls, yet another one. If anyone likes those delicious Outshine fruit bars, you might want to check your freezers. Parent company Dreyer's Grand Ice Cream has issued a voluntary nationwide recall of select Outshine fruit bars because of possible glass contamination. The affected products are the 6-count, 2.5-ounce packages in 5 flavors, strawberry, watermelon, grape, tangerine, and black cherry, plus the 24-count variety pack. These bars carry best before dates ranging from late June through the end of November 2027. So check your freezers. I mean, those are pretty good, but no illnesses or injuries have been reported. Dreyer says it's acting out of an abundance of caution. Outshine products and stresses that no other Outshine products are involved. A crunch of glass would really ruin one of these frozen treats. And why is our food getting recalled every week? Kilmar is not getting away that easy. The Justice Department is seeking to revive human smuggling charges against Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the Salvadoran man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador last year. They say mistakenly, but in a filing submitted late Monday to the Sixth Circuit of Appeals, federal prosecutors asked the court to reinstate the indictment that a Tennessee judge dismissed in May. U.S. District Judge Waverly Crenshaw had thrown out the charges, called the prosecution an abuse of prosecuting power, and finding it was vindictive. Brought only after Abrego Garcia successfully challenged his wrongful deportation. The charges stem from a 2022 traffic stop in Tennessee, which Abrego Garcia was pulled over with multiple passengers. Authorities initially closed the investigation but reopened it after courts ordered his return to the United States. Prosecutors allege he engaged in conspiracy to transport undocumented immigrants for financial gain. And he gets rights. He's got to be protected. And the final news here, I think, before we go to the third hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, in fact, we're here now.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning, and how are y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, the biblical question is a doozy. Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? Why? 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 We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just got to run around. I understand in some cases you can podcast and still listen as it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP. Cash App is the last hour show on Wednesday. And every last hour, second and third hour of the show on Wednesday, is, and we take all calls, male and female, but it is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
The Lindsey Clancy trial is going to be one of the most significant trials of your lifetime.
The Duxbury Mothers triple murder trial will resume on Monday.
Many of us see ourselves in Lindsey.
I am completely overwhelmed trying to take care of the kids. I'm drowning every day. I feel guilty that I'm spending my family's money and feel like I spend way too much. She wrote that, right?
Correct.
It is way too much crying. It's incredibly stressful. She wrote that, right? One occasion, it's like I'm desperate to get a mental break from taking care of everyone. I desperately want to go back to work.
Many of us see ourselves in Lindsey.
Check on the kids.
You better hurry and check on the kids, men. Because that female said many women see themselves. Many females see themselves in Lindsey, and she ain't lying. If this is true, she said it. She ain't lying if this is true that she said it out loud like that. The gates of hell come through the woman, and you have Eve to thank for it. And that's why men and women must be born again and return to the spirit of the Father. Otherwise, you're going to live a hell of a life in misery, calling it heaven. Calling your pain you, and calling your pain good, and loving it until the day you die. So some of you know about the Lindsey thing, right? This Lindsey Clancy has been accused of killing her husband, 3 children. 3. And they said she not hanged them, but choked them to death, I believe, with a cord or something. And now she's in court. I was about to read you something about it, but it went away. I can't see it right now. But according to CNN, she strangled Lindsey Clancy, strangled her three children using exercise-resistant bands at her home in Massachusetts. That's from CNN. And there are females out there are making Facebook posts or YouTube posts. They're saying they're every woman. Lindsey is every woman. It's all in them. Anything you want help, baby, come to the woman. And they ain't lying. If it's true, they said it. They ain't lying. You better believe it. And men, check your children. Anchor Baby puts that together. Perfect. So y'all know about this case with Lindsey. A so-called TikTok mother online did a fundraiser, and she says that it's for Lindsey's parents. And so they raised nearly $1 million, and maybe $1 million by now. Earth is not heaven, and females are not God. I want you to watch this from WCVB, a GoFundMe campaign started by a TikTok mother in Wisconsin, has raised nearly $1 million to support Lindsey.
Well, Maria, this fundraiser was started by a TikTok mom in Wisconsin, and so far nearly 30,000 people have opened their wallets to donate.
There is no such thing as a small amount, and I really need you to hear that. Because
this is the GoFundMe page set up by Brandy Mulligan. She's a Wisconsin mom with 109,000 followers on TikTok. So far, the campaign she set up has raised more than $900,000 with nearly 28,000 donations. The goal, $2 million. She writes that the fund is to help Clancy's parents, Mike and Paula Musgrove. They've been at the trial supporting their daughter.
I think it gives people who are following this case a way to get involved. And that's something that people who follow true crime stories like this want to do. So
Boston University media science professor Catherine Caduto says fundraising is a tangible way for people to get involved in a case. There are a number of donations of $1,000 or more. The biggest, $10,000 from an anonymous donor.
I think this is a way for people to feel like they've been able to do some good in a case that leaves a lot of people feeling really, really uncomfortable.
No, it doesn't. Don't leave me feeling uncomfortable. There's nothing good about this. Zero. But they call good evil good and good evil. See what happens when that order of God is broken? When the Father is not showing the mother how to raise his children? And then the women are left alone as adults and no one point them back to the Father. You see the mindset? And you put them in government, in schools, in churches, and everywhere. My biblical question, why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? I'm sorry, ladies, that you've been left alone by your father, and then if you're married or dating. Amazing. I remember that that black guy from Texas that was accused of murdering a white boy at a track meet. I've been told that Camilla Anthony murdered a white boy and received $630,000 donated by his fan. That's from X. Tell me the world ain't gone crazy. And when the females are left alone because they don't have common sense until they return to the father, this is what the devil tells them to do. And the devil tells them why to do it. And they feel so good about evil, calling it good. It's a spiritual thing, folks. You should meet the ladies at the barn meetings on Sundays and Thursday nights, Thursday night. They'll tell you, Jesse, I just didn't know. I needed to forgive. And it's going to get worse out there. Even though Lindsay Clancy admitted to murdering her three children, and now her family is receiving almost $1 million from, according to X. So admit to killing children and then you get money? I thought female loved the children. How about the children? How about a mama's love? A mama's love is so special. You can make $1 million. They said they tried to raise $2 million. Is that $500,000 for every child? What the? If a man had admitted to killing his children, would they be raising millions of dollars for him? Would they? I'm waiting. Here's according to Grok, a young mother on TikTok post crying. Now, you know they're lying when they're crying, but a young mother on TikTok post crying. Exhausted clip of herself holding her baby and making a bottle. So wherever that daddy is, he better hurry home and get that baby. What the? Don't wait until the last minute, sir. Watch this from TikTok.
Indicated further on into her travels, I am completely overwhelmed trying to take care of the kids. I'm drowning every day. I feel guilty that I'm spending my family's money and not making any. I feel like I spend way too much. She wrote that, right?
Correct.
I'm terrified of Callan getting sick. He's a sick baby. A sick baby is miserable. He's sick now with a double ear infection. Clearly has a bellyache. It's miserable. I feel like the other kids are going to get him sick all winter long. She wrote that, right?
Correct.
I always feel strongly against sleep training. I feel like it's abusive to let the baby cry and not respond. But I made the decision. I did it with Cal. It is way too much crying. It's incredibly stressful. She wrote that, right?
Correct.
He's okay. He will be okay. It's not harmful in any way. The doctor said it was okay. Plenty of people sleep train their kids at that age. It's necessary as a third child, is what she wrote, right?
Correct.
I feel incredibly sad and guilty about not breastfeeding anymore. That was the one thing I could do to help his immune system, and I can tell he really doesn't like the formula. I'm very sad about this.
I'm a little confused about that. Is that Lindsay or some other female mother? And she's doing what Lindsay did? Who was that voice talking about? It sounded like a court thing. I have no idea what that video is about for. I apologize.
The man voice?
Yeah, I heard the man voice, but the video says that a young mother on TikTok post crying and how exhausted she is. But right. That sounds like a lawyer was talking about Lindsay.
Correct. In fact, that was from the trial. The woman you saw crying is posting a video of herself holding her baby crying with this in the background.
Oh.
Yeah, she posted this up with that audio in the background.
She looked like Lindsay.
Sharing a solidarity almost. And Derek, what's the text say again in this one? In the video, it says, I think, something like, "Me too, Lindsay," or something like that. So it's definitely like a solidarity thing.
Oh, okay.
You know? Same, Lindsay. Yeah, that's what it says. The text says, "Same, Lindsay." So, yeah, the dad better get home and check on her fast.
Cool. What a mess, huh? Wherever whoever the daddy of that baby, you need one of those fire truck things to rush you home. Because it doesn't look pretty or sound pretty to me. These females are saying they are every Lindsay. What the? They're telling you. This is why they take your children away from you, men, and everything. It's Satan is their God. Little God, but Satan is their God. Here are women online using astrology to prove that Lindsay is innocent and the husband is guilty of killing the kids from X.
Okay, check this out. This is really crazy. Lindsay Clancy's birth chart. First of all, I need to show. Okay, so notice anything here? She's got a north node Aquarius, south node Leo. She's in her nodal return right now.
It's been a while, but I have to pop on here just to say that I've been following this Lindsay Clancy trial, especially as a mother of two who dealt with a lot of postpartum mental illness. And, you know, just following all their birth charts and birthdays and zodiac signs, he did it. He did it. He's a Gemini man. His birthday is June 15th. I'm a Gemini woman. My birthday is June 14th. Let me give you another example of who a Gemini man is. Also birthday June 14th. Men and women are different. Keep that in mind. Please don't judge me. Donald Trump. So if you're watching the Lindsay Clancy case, I've already gone over the forensic astrology charts that show that the perpetrator is a male.
I'm telling you all right now, when the South Node goes into Cancer in March of 2028, the South Node is going to transit over Patrick Clancy's moon in Cancer. He's going to be having eclipses over his natal moon.
What the? You still believe that women should be in a leadership role? These are just small examples of the insanity of the devil's mind. Man, crazy. If this stuff is true, this is so... I never seen the women expose themselves like this. And I bet you, I wouldn't be surprised, they're educated. Astrology, they're amazing based on, what is astrology?
You know, the zodiac signs.
Oh, that's why that woman was talking about Gemini.
Correct, yeah.
The zodiac.
That's astrology.
They are basing their lives based on astrology?
Some are.
Can you be crazier than that?
Yeah, I think so, because that's just like the most extreme. But even just the people just sympathizing, I understand her struggle. That's pretty insane. That's insane, too.
And that is. They're talking about he did it based on Australia. He did it. What the?
Astrology is the study of how the movements and positions of the sun, moon, and planets supposedly affect human life and events on Earth.
Lord, have mercy. Another female from X, another female on TikTok, took a break Oh, we just played it, right? From work, explaining that. I'm sorry? Oh, this is a different one. Another female from X on TikTok took a break from work to film a video explaining that Lindsay jumped from the window because her husband barricaded her in a room. And she wasn't even there, as far as I know. And as far as I've heard, this is not true, according to the report. But she's saying it. Watch this from X.
All right, I got a theory. Hang with me. If your children were downstairs in a two-story house and you were upstairs on the second story and there was a fire in your home of which prevented you from being able to exit your bedroom door, go down the stairs and get the children, and you had no other choice and you were completely stuck on that second floor in your bedroom, would you or would you not try to jump out the window to go save those kids? Because that's the only way to get down there to them, right?
She said that if there were a fire, right?
What?
She said something like, but what does that have to do with him? It didn't mention him.
I missed it, sorry.
I'm sorry, for I got all, this is not clear to me. And I didn't see all this. I was told one thing, but it's a mess. These women are insane. If all this is true. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Let me go to the busy phones here. Australia. Our first-time caller, JJ. JJ, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing, man?
All is well, JJ.
I just got to ask you, man. I really idolize you. I love the character that you have. You truly represent what it means to be within God's will. I just want to know, what can I do to become more and more alpha?
Forgive your mother.
And not be so much beta.
Forgive your mother, and God will forgive you, and forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother, and you will return to the Father while you live, and he will change you from beta male to alpha male. That's the only way you're ever going to become alpha.
How did you forgive your mother? Can you teach me how to do that?
When you see that you are irritated by her at times, and she won't go away, she imposes on you, she wants you to call... I'm sorry?
She's really pissing me off. You're right about that.
And that is resentment. That's anger. And she's doing it because she wants to control you. And she also has become like her mother, so she can't help it. And when you see that, then go to her and realize, you know what? Just like you can't help yourself, JJ, you can't help but resent her, right? You go to her, mother, I am sorry for resenting you. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. I become like you, and I'm sorry for resenting you. And don't ask her for forgiveness. God will forgive you when you forgive her, and he will change you. Did your father help you deal with your mother while growing up?
Nah, he wasn't there. He was a beta male.
He wasn't in the home at all?
Nah, he's hard to stick around, but I just have another question on the side. Jesus said that there's Omega and Alpha. How can I be more Omega and Alpha at the same time?
I just told you, you got to return to the Father. You got to become one with God.
That's it?
Yeah.
It's
not going to happen any other way. We can't change anything, and the nature of human beings needs to change from Satan, which is evil, to God, which is love, and only God can do that.
But how do you know that could be, like, possible? Because haven't you heard Kanye West's song? He said Adam couldn't be a black man because a black man never shares ribs. Have you not heard of that?
No.
Why not?
Are you joking around or what?
I'm serious. That's why I'm like, joke.
Is he joking? Hold on a minute. Let me just talk to
No, those are Kanye lyrics. You wouldn't know them though.
Huh?
Those are Kanye lyrics, but you don't know them.
I don't. Let me. So I just got a text from my producer and Hake. See, I told you Hake is not here, but he's still working. So that female, this is from my producer Derek. He black. Hold on a minute. Blah, 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 blah. That female that was, that I was showing you about, it sounded like she was playing the Lindsay thing while talking about her issues. She was claiming her husband, that lady was talking about if you're upstairs and there's a fire downstairs and you can't get back down there. She was claiming her husband trapped her in a room, forcing her to jump out of the window to save the kids. But she didn't say that, though. I didn't hear her say that. So I don't know if it's true or not. Information, as Hate would say, information may be false. Information may be false. What? According to the capture of the video. The lady here in the court quoted Lindsay and lady post themselves with the headline. Same Lindsay. They said the same Lindsay. That's from Hake. But whatever, y'all figure it out. I just know all angry people are insane and the world gone crazy. Anger is not from God. God is all love all the time, and in Him there is no anger. There is no anger. There's only love. Anger comes from Satan, whether you want to admit it or not. Anger comes from Satan. Anyone who has anger has the nature of Satan. Let me try, because of time, let me try JJ again. JJ.
Hey, Jesse.
Are you serious about overcoming your weakness?
I'm absolutely serious. I was just curious if you heard of that before, man.
That's I'm being told that I have heard of it, but I because I even went to his concert in L.A. It was amazing.
No way, amazing.
Yeah, I went, buddy. I went to Yay concert.
No way. Yeah. I never thought you went there because you're a pastor and you thought you that guy's blasphemous, but
I went there and I was going, yeah, bouncing back and forth. Hold on, let me take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Stretch Off is now on pills.net, and I'll be right back.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. So I tried to explain to those women who was out there raising money and saw that they're claiming they are Lindsay, and that's in them too. And if that's true, I'm surprised that they are saying that out loud because that is the nature of the female. And they call it postpartum. They call it all kind of things for what it, but what it is, pure evil, evil of the heart. The devil's nature. So I apologize because I had not seen them yet. I went over with my producer this morning, but I had not seen the videos. But y'all get the point. All right. The Hake Report is not happening today. No Hake Report. Hake is still out. But there is an American Anchor Baby right out there. I mean, rather after what should have been the Hate Report, the American Anchor Baby from 11 to from 11 to 1 Pacific time, the American Anchor Baby. And also, I forgot, but I think today is Wednesday, right? Is there a Bill episode today? Mm-hmm. Yeah, brand new episode of Punchy TV with Bill. A brand new episode of Punchin' TV with Bill at 2 p.m. Pacific time. 2 p.m. Pacific time. All right? Live, so y'all can call in to Bill. You can super chat him. You can communicate with Bill. Amazing shows now. So check it out. Live episode every Wednesday at 2 p.m. And then the Women's Forum on tomorrow night, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. We don't have a brand new episode of the Fall Estate this Friday. My producer's out of town. I think it was a teaser, but we don't have it ready because my producer, he had to go out of the country. And he'll be back for next week. So no Fallen State this week. All right. Amazing. So Hate just texted me again, and he said, basically, those women that are supporting Clancy are saying that she's innocent. They're saying she's innocent. Would they be saying that if a man had done the same thing, accused, had a man been accused of doing the same thing, would they say that he was innocent? Would they raise $1 million for him? I'm just asking. remember the biblical question. Is it okay to discriminate, or why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? Why would they raise, and they said they want $2 million for Clancy, would they do that for the father? Would they? Would they? Let me go quickly back to JJ out of Australia. JJ, go ahead. You're on.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing, man?
All is well, sir. And so was your father in the home while you were growing up?
No, unfortunately, he wasn't. I was raised by my mama.
How old are you now?
I'm 22.
And do you know your father? Are you close to him?
I couldn't be because he was away from us.
And as an adult, you're not able to find him?
I found him through Christ when I came back to the Father and prayed to him.
You found your earthly father? Did you ask him why he wasn't there for you?
No, I couldn't ask him because I couldn't contact him at all. I have no idea where he was.
I thought you said you found him.
No, I found him through the Christ. That's the way I found my father.
So you did find him?
Yeah, I did find my father.
And why didn't you ask him why he wasn't there for you?
I asked him. He's like, unfortunately, I just wasn't, man. That's all I could think about.
And did you forgive him?
I forgave him, and I forgave my mama as well.
Oh, okay. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, I've been doing the silent prayer. I've been doing it for a month or so.
Well, you stay with that. You're doing it every morning and night?
I try to do it every morning. Sometimes at night, you come pretty late at home after work, so that's what I try to do in the morning.
Okay, well, try to do it at least before if you come in late, do it before you get ready to go to bed. And if you stay with that, JJ, your whole life would change by itself.
Can I answer the biblical question as well, please?
Yes. Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women?
I think it's unfortunate that we have to discriminate against men because men are trying their absolute best to be what they can. And what women are doing is taking advantage of the men for no reason. And the thing is that the men can't do anything because they're too weak to do anything about that.
But and why? Honestly, the question is why is it okay to discriminate against men, but not against women? Why can they? How come it's okay to do it against men, but not against women?
Because it's easier to put the blame on men, because men won't say anything. But women, they will complain and go on and on and on to the end of the earth. Like, that's all I can say about that.
Interesting. Very. I appreciate that, JJ. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you so much. All right. Let me go to Dante out of Florida. Dante, you are on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Peterson?
All is well. Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month to you as well.
Thank you.
So, just to be kind of brief, give you a little update. I called you some years back, and I've been listening to you for a while. I've been to your men's conference, the one in Orlando. And when I first called you, the first time I called you, I told you I was having this issue with the mother of my child. It's so long ago, I don't even expect you to remember. But what happened was, a little brief rundown. She was with her mother in another country, and I was getting hardly any right to anything. And I was losing it. Like, mentally, I was, like, out of it. And I talked to you, and you told me to let her go, work on yourself. So fast forward, I think that's 5 years ago, I worked on myself, try to stay consistent with a lot of the things that you teach. And recently, I think last summer, my daughter was having issues with her mother. And her mother finally reached out to me. And it was first like, hey, I'm having problems. And then she finally one day just randomly called me and was like, I think that she should come live with you. And so I've had my daughter now, you know, I've got her enrolled in school and getting her, you know, have her on my plan and working with her. And she loves it here, you know. And I just wanted to say thank you, because a lot of the teachings you say, me personally, a lot of times, sometimes I didn't want to hear it. Most of the time, I probably didn't want to hear it, but I knew it was true.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just so grateful to have my daughter, and I thank God, and I thank God for, you know, you preaching this message, because if I would have been acting out, acting crazy, being like I used to be, you know, chances are it probably would have never happened the way it did, but it did, and I'm just very grateful.
How old is she now?
She's 9.
Dante, that is an amazing, really amazing testimony. What people don't understand, and it's not like you're getting it, is that we cannot have, as human beings, anyone, anything, any ideas, any plan, any wants, or anything, because it becomes our God. And when we let that go and have the true God only over us, all things are possible. Right on, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I agree so much, and I think myself and probably a lot of others who are dealing with the same thing, I go back and forth. Like, I know it's true. You're like, you can't have a plan. You can't have a plan. You can't have a plan. But I find my ego saying, you need a plan. You need a plan. You need a plan. And you're right, because the best things that ever happened in my life were unexpected.
I rest my case.
It just happened. But yeah, that's all I wanted to say. And thank you very much for everything.
But Dante, you stay with it. And congratulations, man, with your daughter. That is mind-blowing and right on. That's amazing. But stay with the silent prayer. You're doing it every morning and night?
I just started back doing it.
What? What made you stop?
Because the ego, evil, thinking I know better than God.
Yeah.
The
one thing that Satan and all his little demons that made a home in all our minds and emotions, does not want you to do, he does not want you to be still. He doesn't want you to see. He doesn't want you to be still, because in stillness is where wisdom is. Wisdom is stillness, and stillness is wisdom. And Satan does not want, he'd rather for you to hoop and holler to God, cry and beg and whine and fall out on the floor and please God. He would rather for you to read the Bible than to be still and know God. So don't let him talk you out of it. That's who's talking you out of it. Oh, you don't have to do it now. You can do it later. Oh, you made it. You are right now. He lied to you all the time.
Can I add something just from my experience that may help others?
Yes.
One thing that when you say that, I don't know if I truly understood it, but now I really understand it. It's that staying still in the silent prayer every morning, every night, and even in the daytime if you need to, it's like, for me, it's been this representation of looking at the thoughts, looking at the emotions, looking at like they're there, but not interacting with them.
Yes.
Learning how to not, if one of the mothers of my children does something outrageous, not reacting on it, just seeing it for, like you say, as a movie, but just not interacting with these things. Like, I still feel the feeling of all these feelings, but I don't have to interact with these feelings.
As a matter of fact, and that's what it means to go through hell. In order to get to heaven, you got to go through hell. When you get to the point where you aware of those thoughts and those feelings, if you haven't caught the thought, and just let it happen. Live with it, sleep with it, wake up with it, drive with it, walk with it, be with it. You allow the spirit of truth. You allow God to come in and save you from it, to destroy it. And he will, if you don't, as you just said, cooperate with it at all, he will come in and destroy the darkness. But the darkness is going to have a hissy fit. No, it ain't working. Where is God? don't do this, don't do that. Because the darkness doesn't want you to have the light. It wants you to be noisy. It wants you to be involved in these voices in your head, the noisiest voices in your head. It hates stillness, and so it's going to do everything it can to try to stop you from doing that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
But just stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, no matter what. And do nothing about it. Go through your day being aware that these things are happening in your mind, and do nothing about it.
Thank you.
And congratulations. And we're going to hopefully start these men's conferences back up next year. We're getting prepared so we can start. After that Chinese virus thing happened, everything kind of slowed down for a moment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But stay with it, Dante. That's an amazing. Congratulations with your daughter.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Have a good one. Bye.
Amazing. Let go. Less in the spiritual life and in real life, less is more and more is less. What the? You've been told the more you get, the more you have. The more you get, the better you are. The more you get this and get more and get some, and that's better. They lied to you. Less is better. More is not. The less thoughts you have, you're better off. The less emotions, the fewer emotions you have, you're better off. The less you identify with people, places, and things, you're better off. They lied to you. You all aggressive and trying to get out there and get more and more and more and more. And you think you're going to get better? You're not. It's like the more you get, the more I want. I can't get enough of your love, babe. No, no. My mind made up. You know that song? Can't
of
get
course.
Enough of your love, babe. No, no. You can't get enough. Because enough is negative. Less is positive if you need a negative or positive. Super, super.
Super chat. From CB says, which coin is better, the Jesse Lee Peterson coin or the Trump coin? LOL.
Oh, I will not. Will not compete against the Great White Hope. No comparison. I'm grateful for the Great White Hope, but they are both valuable, that's for sure. And they are both good. Investment. You can't go wrong when you invest in silver. But thank you. Good question.
Tabrigo with a super chat. Keep it up, Jesse.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Brian says, Men's History Month, Rudyard Kipling, the If Poem author. He says about Rudyard Kipling, that Rudyard Kipling also said, forgive quickly when asked and always be ready to listen. Wisdom grows when listening and letting silence fine-tune your thoughts.
Amazing. Thank you for your Men History Month moment. And Kurt, tomorrow we want to play that. Don't let me forget. Thank you, baby.
Nice.
I want to play. That is a perfect Men History Month. Thank you. Amazing.
Priscilla says, how do you stay calm when you have to speak up and you're shaking in your boots?
Shake and speak up anyway. Just shake. And I promise you, if you just let it happen and be aware that it is happening, it's the awareness that will destroy it, because the awareness is from God, right? We can't make ourselves be aware. And just do it anyway. All fear will disappear and you'll be calm forever. You will never have fear again. Amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Someone with the coffee says, Jesse, a college professor on the first day of class kept sharing with the class about his health disability throughout the class. I'm thinking about joining another college because I don't want a whole semester hearing about this. Am I doing the right thing? As a consumer, I think I have the right to choose who teaches me without distractions.
You definitely do. You have a right to do what you want to do with that. But I'm not there, so I don't know. I can't make that decision for you. But if you see that's the best thing for you, if you see it for yourself, then seeing it would cause you to make the right decision. It will make the decision for you. Thank you.
The Dead End with the Coffee says, on the topic of Lindsey Clancy, I thought women were supposed to be strong. They don't need men. That they can do anything a man can do. That they are smarter, more educated, more emotional. And that's why they support this heifer killing her kids. Females validating females. Evil at its best. What a mess.
I rest my case. And these females that supported her sound like they said they'll kill the man's children too. What the? Check on the baby. Let me check on the children. Amazing. I love the children, they say. Oh, yeah? Thank you.
And congratulations to the winners from the scratch-off over on Pilled.
Amazing. Thank you. Pills. Thank you for your support over there.
And You're sweating. It's hot in here.
Why don't you put the fan on you?
I'm going to right as soon as we're done.
You sweat like a slave.
And that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. And you have on a hot sweater. Mexican.
Yeah, that's true.
Gino is out of Australia. I mean, Genio is out of Australia. Genio, you are on the air.
How are you, Jesse? How's it going?
All is well. How are you?
I've been good.
Happy man, here's your bar.
I've been doing the silent prayer night and day. I've been doing it from our last conversation.
What? Right on. Stay with it, man. Just stay with it no matter what.
My question today is, so you know how Jesus is the Son of God and he doesn't have a father. How come Adam is not considered the Son of God when he didn't have a mother or a father?
Well, Adam was and is the Son of God.
But does that mean we're all sons of God?
Yes. We're all are sons of God. It's just that they have been turned away from the Father, but they're just lost sons of God because they turned away when they became angry. They went into the wilderness of their imagination, and they're living there. And that's why when you forgive by realizing you're wrong for resenting, the father's like all happy. He killed a fatter calf for you. My son is coming back home. We're all sons. And that's why men are hated on earth, because they are sons of God. So you are a son of God. It's just that you forgot the father.
So we're equal to Jesus then. So are we equal to Jesus then in that sense?
Yeah,
because if we're a son of God, and then Jesus also a son of God.
Yeah, because you and Jesus Christ are brothers, and you have the same fathers, mm-hmm. and you own the same thing that the father had. You inherit everything.
That's true. That is very true.
So Jesus is your brother.
Of course, of course. And you know, that was one thing I actually really deeply reflected on during the silent prayer, was that I found it so amazing that, you know, from our last discussion that we had, that I took your advice and I took the silent prayer, and then I just thought about like how incredible it was that Jesus had the ability to speak from the cradle, and he was able to, you know, preach the gospel at that age, even at like young age of like 8, 9, 10. He was in the street. He was,
The music coming on, the show is ended, but you stay with it, man, and you haven't seen anything yet. All right.
Yeah. What advice? What would you give them? What advice would you give to me, Jesse? Like I watch your show almost every day too.
The advice is to stay with the silent prayer and never, ever, 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 but Never. There's never a reason to be angry. And if you stay with the silent prayer, just watch those thoughts and do nothing about them, your whole life would change. It would all make sense. And it would change by itself. The truth would change your life from darkness to light.
I was going to ask as well that I think you talked about it earlier on the segment today, something about that Jesus said that he's the Alpha and the Omega. But that
he's always here all the time and he's in everything. And so will you be if you stay with it. As the Father, so will be the Son.
Remember last time I asked the same question. I said, how do I attain those characteristics of
the show is about to end. You do it by staying present. That's all you have to do instead of being lost in your head. Stay present.
All right.
Call me again. I got to run. We're out of time. The Hake Report is not happening today. The American Anchor Baby at 11. And then the Punchy TV, PUNCHIE.TV with Bill. I'm out of time. Call us. Call me tomorrow. What's tomorrow? Thursday. Baba Thumpa Thursday. If the Lord is willing and the creed don't rise, I am totally out of time. Call us. Call back. I appreciate it. Bye. And thank you all for your support. Bye now.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.